I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, The Funny Side of Life, Episode 22. Count on your blessing during these hard times. And that is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, y'all. Here, y'all. Although we've been going through some trying times with this coronavirus, people losing their jobs and people getting sick and dying, but how many of y'all can still count your blessings? If you have food on your table, your heart is beating, you are blessed. And I can tell y'all, I can say I am truly blessed on these hard times. I am so grateful that me and my family have a roof over our head. I'm still able to work. I work in a hospital, and I'm truly grateful for that because I know with some people don't have a job. So I am grateful for that. But besides all the stuff that's been going on, and it's been really hard trying to stay focused on, you know, what's going on, you know, the good things, when there's so many obstacles and challenges that we all been facing. But I wanted to do this Positive Thursday topic, counting your blessing during these tough times, because we have so many blessings, not only so many blessings, but so many things to be thankful for, y'all. And like that's Patti LaBelle song, when you've been blessed, pass it on. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't keep it to yourself. I know it may be hard for some of you to count your blessings during these difficult times, but just think about it. If you got a heartbeat, if your kids are healthy, you have running water, just think about it. It's always someone that's always worse off than we are. So I just want to just say that, y'all, everyone. And I want to say thank you again for joining me on this Positive Thursday. And for my first time listeners, welcome. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, The Funny Side of Life, Episode 22. I hope that each one of you is having a great day. And I don't know where the weather at. I mean, how's the weather where you at here, where I'm at in Philly. It's kind of like cool a little bit. It's sunny. The wind been blowing, so it varies. But I'm not going to complain, everyone. Not at all. This past weekend, I was doing a lot of reflecting, thinking about life and just things in general. And to be honest with each one of you, I've been worrying about the coronavirus and thinking about how so many people have been affected by it all around the world. But also, the ones that don't have no job no more, our kids being out of school, and especially for the main, like the seniors, like my son. I don't know if I had mentioned this last week to some of you listeners, and I was talking to y'all, and I was telling you that my son, this is his last year of high school. So for those of you parents that have kids that this is their last year in high school, let's keep our fingers crossed and pray that our seniors can have their prom. And also for your youth parents that have juniors as well, too. And also, I want to mention, I have a list of songs that I would like to play that can help us all feel better. Music makes people feel good, makes you feel better, puts a smile on your face. How do good music feel to y'all? Like when y'all hear a good song that y'all like, does it make you feel happy, makes you want to dance? So I have a list of songs I want to play that can make us all feel a lot better, put a smile on our face, and dance at the same time, you know, everyone. Song number one, I have Chris Brown, Forever.
One, two, three, four.
Song number two, Brighter Day by Kirk Franklin.
When you feel like giving up, hey.
Rob Bass, It Takes Two.
I'm not a doctor, but the man rocked up. A sleep brother like a Lizzie, I popped up. You got a ball,
Song number 4, Taki Taki, featuring Selena Gomez and Carly B. Song number 5, When I See You Smile by Bad English. Song number 6, Everybody Dance Now by CNC Music Factory.
Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump, to the rhythm, jump, and I'm here. hit from the bond. Beats and lyrics are made to shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make the twirl. It's your world and I'm testing squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt. Move the dance floor, put your butt up. Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I'm cool, it's cool. Party people in the house, move.
Song number 7, Pharrell Happy. Song number 8, Mandiza Overcomer. Song number number 10, Before I Let Go by Beyonce. Song number 11, Coffee by Toast by Coffee. Song number 11. I know that music helped many of you to make y'all feel better. Y'all should see me here. I'm in here jamming, doing all my favorite old school dances like the Cabbage Patch, the Running Man. Ain't nobody chasing me though, y'all, but I feel like it. You might think that somebody chasing me the way I'm doing the Running Man. Oh God, I could be so silly sometimes, everyone. So I think someone chasing me. It's like, no, let me stop, y'all. But on a serious note, we all have to have so much we have so much to be thankful for. If you're here today and you're blessed, many people haven't had the opportunity. If you have family and friends that love you and care about you, you are blessed. Can I get an amen? When facing hard times in life, it can be very difficult trying to focus on your blessings because we can have so much going on in our minds, which I can truly relate to. I'm going to be very transparent with each one of you right now. For a very long time, I used to have a hard time with focusing on blessings. Not only just during difficult times, but during great times as well, too. So each day when I get up in the morning, I pray. Then I write down 10 things I'm grateful for. And that really helps me to stay focused on my blessings. So I do that like every day. You ever heard that before? Like when you do something, I think they say it takes about, I heard it. Someone said it, somebody like a motivational speaker. They said if you do something for 21 days straight, it creates a habit. So if it's something like a craft or something that you want to do, try to do it like every day, especially if it's something positive that's going to make your life better. It'll form like a habit each day. Yep, absolutely. All facing trying times in this thing we call life. But through it all, I know that each one of you listeners can think of at least one thing you can count your blessings for. I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because there is power in the numbers. And also, you can connect with me at Zoe Flower YouTube page. And please subscribe. I really would appreciate that. And also, follow me on Instagram. My username is ZoeFlower8. And follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower on Twitter. And also, I would love to hear each one of you your feedback from this podcast. And also, I would love to hear future idea podcast discussions you would like to for me to discuss on my podcast for every Positive Thursday. Send me an email at zoeflower8@gmail.com. I am so happy to know, everyone, that this Positive Thursday has been super great. Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 22. Counting your blessings. Counting your blessings is more than just looking at the great things in life, whether it's family, having faith, or just being in a moment, because that's what it's all about. And remember, if you may find yourself feeling down or maybe depressed, especially with all this coronavirus going on and people dying and just in general, just think of one blessing. You can even write it down and put it whatever you want to do on your phone or put it on your mirror on a piece of paper and look at that blessing and look at what you're blessed for. If you have more than one thing you want to write down what you're blessed for, do that. All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless each one of you. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Positive Thursday. God bless y'all. Have a good rest of the week. This Positive Thursday is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Healthy Food on the Go at Zoe Flower YouTube page every Wednesday. Let's get healthy together.